We've pitched camp for the night at a place called Took, and we're at the end of a sort of dry valley. Initially it looks quite open, but then clearly it just dives deeper into the very rugged mountains. Tandis and I have just come across the river upstream, quarter of a mile, just to look at one of the biggest caves that's traditionally used by those passing through the Cheddar. I guess because we've got the tent, we don't need to use the cave, but it'll be interesting to see what it's like. There's one reason we might not be using the cave, and that's that it's already lost the sunshine. Probably got another hour on the other side of the valley where our tent is, and where there are several sort of dry stone wall enclosures that would offer some protection from the elements. Whereas this cave has been in the shade for some time now. You can smell, it's clearly been used quite recently. You can smell the fire. You can see the footprints in the sort of sand leading up to it. And the first thing that strikes you is the soot on the ceiling. It's black, black, black. There's a... Let's see, the cave is... The mouth is 15 yards wide, protected a little bit by a dry stone wall. And it's not a cave in the sense of being created like caves in limestone. Here comes Tanzin. It's a cave scoured out of the rock by the river passing. So it goes back another 10 yards down to where it's only 3 foot high. Here at the front it's 10 foot high, but all of that ceiling is covered in soot from the millennia.
Smoke.
All of that ceiling is covered in soot from the ages. Yeah, smells of smoke, doesn't it? You can smell it as soon as you come in. Somebody's been using it quite recently, I think.
Yes, I think so. There's lots of woods around, and I think they have been cooking or using them. Probably we can take some of them.
We can take that back, can't we?
Definitely. Wow. They look quite thick soot. I mean,
Thick soot,
it's kind of like accumulated. Well, it looks shining there.
Yes.
Some sort of...
It's thick enough for somebody to have drawn some sort of ornamental teapots in. They've sort of dotted probably with this.
I think it's a kind of like to carry chang, which is a sort of beer, local beer.
Oh, an ornamental...
Port.
So the soot is thick enough for them to sort of... So the soot is... The soot is sort of thick enough. The soot is thick enough for previous visitors to have actually dotted it with their fingers to leave marks behind. An ornamental chang carrying pot, Tanzin reckons it is.
Yes, I think so.
I can imagine a few people drinking chang here and having a bit of a party.
Or maybe they get stuck here for a month. Probably because the wind, there's a lot of wood outside. There's some willows, and then you can see some bushes down.
Yes.
If something will happen, maybe probably they stay here. This is a quite big cave.
I don't know if
like a small room.
The soot on the ceiling is almost like it's been painted on. Been painted black, isn't it? And then painted in places and thick dust. Gosh, they need a chimney sweep.
Yeah. I guess so.
Well, you could sleep quite a few people cozily in here, couldn't you?
Easily 10 to 12, maybe even
more.
Even 20 people.
20, I should say.
Easily sleep here.
Even if you went right to the front, you could probably fit 30 people in.
I think so, yeah.
But even at the back here, 20 in comfort.
They have a sort of balcony there for sunbathe.
For sunbathing.
On the other hand.
Yes.
Maybe early in the morning. If it's,
maybe that's
if you're living here or staying here for a while.
Maybe that's the merit of this cave. It gets the early morning sun.
Yeah, definitely. And you can see how many the stone store. 1, 2, 3.
Three stoves. So
maybe like
yes.
One group, two group, three group cooking together on this stove.
It's quite protected from the wind as well. Maybe
it's
that's
very,
another benefit.
You can't feel it wind here.
No, can feel no wind.
Kind of like on the face of rock. Amazing. Can I take a photo of you? And there's a toilet.